and I'll, I plan to be there.
Yeah, okay.
That's all I wanted to say, Jan.
Yeah, I forgot that, sorry. I mean, I remember I sent you something about...
Yeah, I would just add that it's been difficult to attract people who are monolingual in Spanish to these LSP meetings, partly because of the nature of the meeting itself, you know. And but a general participation like this, which is a meeting like this, which is designed for the public, is a great way to bring more people who are monolingual in Spanish into participation. So definitely the translation should be there and should be advertised on everything that was put out.
Yeah, I mean, it was all voted on. And they're not here. I don't know what to say. The two people that are, is that it? Okay, thank you.
Very good. Thanks to Ed, and Kimberly is doing a lot of work on this. Yeah. We're having regular meetings.
What happened to Kimberly?
She has a conflict. She actually requested an excused absence.
Okay,
is there a way that that promos could be done that are a little bit more exciting than just announcing it, and that it be at different hours tailored to the audience, to the particular audience?
I mean, it's on the air, as you know.
Yeah, but they're kind of,
And then there's
also a second part slated to be reproduced in Spanish by Rodrigo. That's in the works, and that will be on.
Yeah, but I'm talking about more than just a read of.
I understand.
Boring.
And that has to do with, you know, with the particular producer of the card.
Now, here's people. We're kind of falling apart a bit. We don't want to do that because we're just going to move into the general manager. But before we do that, I'd like to recognize a couple people around the town hall meeting. Rafa, Jan. All right, Rafa and Eva.
Yeah, usually we limit ourselves to flyers, and it's going to end up being our car after the event. we suggested to have two, three posters in a station at the Vermont and the parking lot, big for the people, you know, traffic coming and seeing that. We don't have to, you know, just limit to this. Two, three posters on Echo Park, big poster.
During lunch, or you mean just in German?
No, for the town hall.
Yeah, posters instead of leaflets, posters up in certain locations, that, like billboards.
You know, maybe we could, you know, use this at the 33 bookstore, right here, all over. Someone has to be at time to do that.
We just ran out of time.
You're asking us to do that, right?
I would love to have you do that.
So anybody who would volunteer to do that?
Right.
At Kinko's, there's the capacity to blow this thing up, and some of the, they're not union, I'm sorry to say, but there are places where you can go in if you don't mind spending sometimes several dollars to make big posters of this. Okay, I'm going to put Bill on the list, but I actually have Jan next, I believe. And then Bill.
Apropos of my expertise and putting, quote unquote, and putting announcements on the air, the thing that's really important in my experience to get people to come to meetings is to make it relevant to them. So that if we say, you know, talk about Spanish language program, if you're interested in Spanish language programming, come and talk at 3 o'clock. If you're interested, if you care about science programming, come and voice your opinion. In other words, give people ideas about what it is. And so whatever kind of part or written things we can do to give people ideas of things, why they might want to come. Because when it's just talking about KPFK, it's too intangible for most people.
Sure. And before I go to Bill, if anyone wants to try to record a really lively, creative cart, you know, let us know, because the carts do tend to be talking heads reading a script. Bill?
This is probably happening, but I just wanted to ask, I don't know what the active clubs on campus are, but are we are we in touch with those folks? And because I know that's one of the things about doing it at ELAC.
Right, yeah.
We got folks coming from the
province. Right. Well,
we're
in process. Well, it's in process. But,
yeah.
I mean, that's the spirit.
Doesn't happen. It's
got, and you get that thing I said about.
Yes.
That we finally have one student who's the granddaughter of Uncle Ruthie.
Well, maybe.
But we're also working with the Kennedy Union and the advisor to the African Student Union, Maddie Moon, and so she's going to help us.
And Maddie Moon, a professor, and as Ed said, she's also an advisor to a lot of groups. She couldn't be there to welcome to campus, and we're going to be meeting with her this week, early in the week. And we're also going to paper the campus with approved leaflet, and also meet with some students there through Matthew Moon, Professor Matthew. Okay, is there anything else on town hall meeting? Yeah. Oh, yes, excuse me, Eva wanted to. And no, I'm not, because I'm trying to get into your report, so.
I would like to respond to the town hall meeting issue. It seems like it needs help, so I could probably assist by having the flyer be done by Monday morning and we have Spanish at the back. And I can drop something with you that can give a little bit of more outline of what will happen on that day and we should have that here. And then in terms of the talking head promo, yeah, we need to change that. But this was the script that we sent, so we can play around with the script and do some more promo.
Could you also put in name of the station, phone number, and the website on the sheet? That would be good to have that on.
Okay. I'd like to suggest, I know Lawrence is here, that maybe the CAB look at using that day to do a little listener survey. We can maybe ask two or three, you know, pertinent questions that can come back because anybody doesn't get a chance to speak at the public forum. We will be streaming the meeting, the town hall meeting, so we'll promote that. Yeah, so we'll do that. Last year, some of the things that happened was there was minutes taken, and it never got to me. So we were never able to really follow up. I did from memory certain things, but it would be great, I think, if we could record it, and then that the minutes of the session goes back to the interprogram council where these comments could be used for hopefully to create some policies for the station in terms of future programming that comes out of the town hall meeting. I'm not sure if you need equipment, sound equipment for that day, if you want me to organize it.
The thing is, I can bring stuff for free, but the meeting with Nan Moon and Chief Dave, and probably already have a system to do it.
But that's the free meeting that we will be able to record as well. So I think you can chat about it.
Yeah, why don't you guys work it out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so the important thing is just to follow up afterwards, which we didn't do. I think also after the town hall meeting that we go back on the air and use an hour, either important to listen or the LSV hour, and talk about what came out of the town hall meeting and take further calling from our listeners, which gives us a little bit more input. That's it.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks to all of you who are helping develop this town hall meeting. We're actually going to, on our agenda now, we're going to go to the report by the general manager. We have 12 minutes for this, but...
tonight, can we review where we are and how long we're going to be here and how we're going to survive?
Yeah, okay. Let's do that. Maybe we should all have this agenda in front of us. Do you all have the agenda in front of you? We always tend, because we get requests from board members to have agenda items. We're now at agenda item 5, but we've already done 6. So notice the things that we want to have the general manager's report right now. Then the things we have to worry about are interim program council, community advisory board. We've done 9. We have some vacancies on Pacifica National Board committees that maybe a committee can facilitate. I would say 11 has to do, there's a board member and a couple board members who have said, how is the letters around ARA, how are they being used? You know, we have these letters and then do they go off into thin air? Board training, well, you can see. So the chair would be open to, and we also have 16 minutes of public comment left.
My question is, are we going to have an end time and adjust things accordingly?
Yeah, that's a good point, and I'm open. It is now almost 20 minutes to 3, so it would be very good to have a 3:30 end time certain, ending at 3:30.
Okay.
So how...
I'm going to have a meeting.
You have to leave at 3. Yeah, okay, that makes total sense. These agendas are... I mean, if you start something at 10, 3 is reasonable. This is a LSB meeting, so if you wasn't... It seems to me...
Could you program this for the weekend?
Okay. Okay, I'm open to suggestions of prioritizing the remaining agenda items, those that we must deal with. One is the general manager's report. Some of these others, I mean, can be dealt with later.
John, I think we're looking more of a process.
Yeah, so there's no concrete proposal. You don't have a concrete proposal.
We'll do it as we go around.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that by 3:14, we finish all of the business and take remaining ones to comment and adjourn.
Okay, let's accept that. Let's go to the general manager's report now. Because I have no formula on how to cram this into.
I'll be brief. So if you guys can get this report, it's the one picture that I gave you, and it's the members' report for the contract. People at the back, it's the one page. It's the members' report. And the fund life total, the final total is a little bit higher than what I sent out to the LSB. So the actual number is $1,050,898. And that includes almost $47,000 on web income. So that's a 14% increase on web income from our last fund drive. Some of the things, some of the highlights of the fund drive, if you look at your form, it says, if you look in the, it says on the total, if you look at the word that says acquisition, acquisition meaning new members. So in this fund drive, new members were 3,254 people. And the last, from what we heard in the phone room, because we were day and night, a lot of people called in to say, I just listened to your station for 15 minutes, I mean, throughout the fund drive. So it was really not just first-time subscribers, but first-time listeners that have come to KPFK during this fund drive. Renewals, people renew their monthly subscription, so that was 1512 there. The rejoins was really interesting because of the 1,800 and 1,800 people on the rejoins. A lot of what we see on the rejoins were listeners or subscribers from the 70s and 80s that came back to KPFK.
Wow.
So that's some of the highlights of the fund drive. We're setting our own records. We have the last, we have an average. Now we've maintained an average of 80,000 a day. I think at least for the last three fund drives and or more. The last 3 weekdays of the fund drive, we had $100,000 days at KPFK, which hasn't happened before. So that's what's pretty extraordinary. So that's some of the highlights of the fund drive. Can I keep going?
Were those the days that I was actually phoned?
it was great. A lot of board members came in this time. Bill was there 5 days in a row every morning during the early morning shift. So it's really inspiring.
I was going to mention that. If you forgot to mention the crate. We had crates.
So a lot of board members, thank you for coming in and answering phones. It really do inspire people. On to the CPB issue. Lynn Chatley, there was no ghost, and yesterday we didn't make it through our ghost. So no information, absolutely no clue as to what that request for a meeting was about.
Was it an actual formal request?
There was a formal request.
Yeah.
Actually, to all the general managers in the LA area, there's no response whatsoever. I did get emails last night, though, from CPB, not Lynn, but from CPB that said they would be calling me between July 5th and July 9th about the six non-proposals we have submitted to them. I strongly believe that we would get at least the Spanish language grant proposal approved. I can't see how they would not approve that. So I will let the board know.
Have we sent them grant proposals before outside of our usual?
No. It's just the first time. So, yeah. So we wrote six grant proposals. It had Spanish language, HIV/AIDS, women's programming, youth programming, public training programs is what we wrote the grant for, and we wrote it on behalf of the network. We didn't just write it for the
people's
sake. You know, the website, we've seen a tremendous increase in website traffic, and we have to look at how we can create or generate income from the website traffic. We are maintaining more than 300 million hits on our site. And it might be people that come there twice a day or more than once.
300 million?
3 billion.
Three billion
per month. And to give you a comparison, in 2002, it was 70,000 per month. In 2003, we moved it up and it was 1.5 million. And then when we launched a new website for the last 6 months, it's been three million or 3-point-something million.
That may not be
open to
new folks.
So,
it could be a waiting.
You have
100,000 from me. I was going there to figure out what's happening.
You have the web traffic report. If you want me to compile them so that they have less information and just have like bullet points for you, I can start doing that instead of giving you the quick work. But you'll see that I've shown you on the day of the hearing where the spike was, you'll see a huge increase on people that have clicked on to our site. And it shows you the different countries more and more, the people from all over the globe, you know, clicking on to our site. The other important thing is if you go back over the last 6 months, people used to use the number one URL was Google or MSN or Hotmail or whoever. So it used to be like the first 10, 20 that we put it on our site. Now, like the first 30 is KPFK. It's either KPFK or the Pacifica, so people don't go to another site to get into ours. They actually put in KPFK radio, Pacifica radio, or archive. And if you look at the June report, you will see the click, when people click on the site, they put in pledge. Mainly, 99% of the people that came in during those 2 weeks came in either to shopping or pledge on the website. So I think I will stop there because I think the board pretty much are pretty informed about all of the other stuff that goes on.
Very good.
Yeah.
Let's do a quick stack for the GM, Sherna, Israel, is there any other hand, and Reza. Go ahead, Sherna.
Okay, first, kudos. I didn't know if Eva's email that went to staff, I think, about being sure to thank the food donors on air more regularly. I think it indicates the extent to, I mean, one of the reasons that we do so well is that she really micromanages the fund drive. There's no question about it. And so I think, no, I'm saying it's terrific. Now, for the criticism, I'm very concerned, and it's something that the Programming Oversight Committee will take up. I'm very concerned about the preemption of the Spanish language programming. I think there has to be a way for the station producers to work with community programmers to figure out how to help them achieve a better goal, rather than simply preempting. This has come up repeatedly, and I think if we have a serious commitment to community-based programming, we really have to come up with a plan. So, you know, on the one hand, I think you did a terrific job, and I think the success is because of how you micromanage the whole thing. But there are reservations out there.
Okay, Israel.
Yeah, you said, Eva? the 3,254, she said those are new members, or are those,
yes,
or are those pledges?
No, not, those are.
Not
those
necessarily
are
members.
Those are new members. It's Mark Pledge at the top, but it's new members.
So even if they pledge two or three times, it's just one?
Yes.
Okay. Second, follow up to that, do you have any idea in terms of how many we're losing as against the new people, new pledges? Even a ballpark idea.
It changes on a monthly basis, so I can definitely compare that information and email it out to the board.
Be interested in over a year, so how that...
I can do some comparison for the last 3 years and send it out.
Thank you, and Rita.
Yeah, I'm really interested that all this extra information you mentioned, 3 million people, Mafia listening, to be printed in an extra sheet, so we could use that on business cards when we are contacting people and long posters. Hey, this is a great thing. Hmm. You know, 3 million people are actually using the website. Really interesting, you know, people should have all this information, you know.
Thank you, Rita. Ed?
Yeah, I want to try to combine a bunch of things, like what David said and Sherman's comment. And aside from the kudos to Eva, another thing that it really functions well is when there is this alert, you know, going out over the downstairs. Everybody get to the pledge room immediately because there are 8 seats empty or something like that. It worked. Every time that happened, we were all filled. It didn't matter. We just were all filled. You know, it's right after any of the finale, particularly, just stopped. You know, it's like unbelievable. All right, so that's number one. But also, David is right. I mean, what is happening? I mean, number one, the national picture makes us more and more luminous. That New York hasn't taken advantage of that is a tragedy. That, I mean, they even have, it's ridiculous. But in any event, for us, thank God, you know, we're able to present decent programming and the fights, whatever they are, aren't so bad, but haven't taken over that network. I mean, the radio. So anyway, so that's a really good thing, both things. And but the other thing is that people do become a culture to something, something different and give it a chance. So all the complaints, oh, I'm not getting bluegrass, I'm getting, you know, Spanish language, whatever, people say, well, why not? You know, why shouldn't they? Here you just voted for Antonio Villaraigosa, what's the matter with you? People are saying to themselves even. You know what I'm saying? People become used to, being more tolerant. I mean, it is a different, that trial that just took place in the South with the Klan and all that. I mean, you know, so half the town divided. At one point, all white people, you know, with the exception of a few people that were scared, you know, supported the Klan. And so people do change, and we're in a wonderful position. And it's very needed. The reason they're listening to it is because they need us. They need to hear something other than this. I wrote down all of the major headlines in yesterday's LA Times, or Thursday's, I can't remember. They were so bad. It was every single thing was so bad, so dire, both in the announcements from Washington and the way the LA Times framed it. It was the most depressing thing. If I weren't sending out emails giving another point of view, I would be hopeless.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Thank you very much. Now, people, let me just remind the board that it's now about 8 or 9 minutes to 3. We still have 16 minutes of public comment that we want to put in. I know we want to respond to the GM, but are there any, she knows, I think we all know that we're very proud of the station for its very successful fund drive. I might also add, nationally, people are more and more focusing on KPFK at the board meetings, the national board meetings, like, what's happening at KPFK that you're sidestepping some of the landmines that other signal areas are stepping on? There's a lot of conflict and now, we're not free of problems here. No one would say that. We're not free of problems. But compared to some of the stations, they're really looking to KPFK and trying to figure out how do we raise $1 million in 13 days when some of them are raising 800,000 in like 24 days or something. Okay, are there any other comments or can we move? Okay, we have a couple. First we'll go to the board comments, then we'll take public comments. Lydia?
Okay, I just want to respond to Sharna. I was very impressed by the fact that the Spanish language was expanded on the first week, and I don't think it's always necessary to follow through on the second week. I don't have a problem with preemption as long as our policy is not to take off programmers because they don't raise enough money, and we know that's not the policy. So that's not in danger, and as long as occasionally they have the ability to showcase that they can raise some money, which they do in the first week. But as you see, when you follow the fundraiser, so Eva sends us those figures all the time, I think it's really important to allow management to preempt, but I would recommend that they just make it a policy that the second week they're going to preempt those particular shows so people don't prepare for that show and then find out that they're preempted. However, I think that the policy is very important because when you haven't raised a certain amount of money by the end of the first week, you need to make some programming changes, and it's working for our station to do that. And as the Spanish-speaking public here, I love instead to have the expanded the week before, and if then it doesn't hurt to go to the other.
Okay, thank you. Now, there are a couple. I would like to close now the GM report. Sherman?
Well, can I ask a question about this? Because this is a big issue among the Spanish language programmers and the other some of the other community programmers, like American Indian Airways. I was out of town for the whole time of the fund drive. During the Spanish language programming, were there announcements in Spanish? Was there programming in its place that focused on issues that would be of interest? My understanding was, and this may be totally off base, according to Rodrigo, Mark Cooper is who was scheduled in one of those Spanish language program hours, which is unbelievable.
Eva.
Slap in the face to all of us.
Okay, Eva's going to respond.
I think it was, I acknowledge it was a bad judgment call that we did not look at the political implication of putting that show at that hour. But what we were looking at is who was on during those 3-4 hours in trying to create a cross promotion of the show. So I acknowledge that was not good. So I totally acknowledge that. I do think that with Spanish language, and what we find is when they do more hours, they do better, then we've been providing more support. We have now set the fund drive date until next October, 2006, so that people know, and I think that the preemptions need to go out at least a month ahead of time, and if people know the second week happen, I totally agree with what Ed said. There is a lot more tolerance from the listeners across the board. They've gotten used to this. I also think there's a way for us to do this, that if we do public affairs at night, particularly during Spanish language hours, that we make sure we promote that we have bilingual premiums available, that we have bilingual features available. So there's different things that we can do. Some of the things that I've asked in this fund drive was that every show that's preempted, that the programmer, do a 2-minute promo to say, hey, we're not here, but we'll be back, please support the show. Also, I've asked programmers, Sonali did it. She had something on American Indian Airways on the air, and she brought, I can't remember his name. And I think if programmers start cross-promoting like that, and if I try and facilitate more of that, if you're doing a specific area, and somebody else has that expertise, and you have this premium bringing it together. So I think as we continue to go along every fund drive, we always make new changes and find different things that work, so I'm always open to the discussion and suggestions on
this issue. Okay, I'm going to close the GM's report agenda. Thank you very much for the report. And forward. Now, if WBAI offers you $100,000 more a year, turn it down.
You don't have to worry.
Anyone can say a report about WBAI looking to us.
Okay, one moment. I'm going to recommend now, because we now are at almost 3 o'clock, and we do have a listener sponsor who's been very involved in the chat. I would recommend that we take 5 minutes on agenda item number tab. Where is it?
Eight.
And then go to listener comment and then adjourn. One of the things that Eva and I have talked about regarding the CAB, the Community Advisory Board, is that we believe there needs to be a well-publicized, promoted meeting in which Eva speaks directly to the CAB and reiterates and goes over what the CAB does, what is their mandate. Because notwithstanding some good work some people have been doing around the CAB, it has not consolidated. It really has not consolidated. Now, my proposal is this, but I'm open to counter-proposals, that we take 10 minutes on the CAB,
mm-hmm.
We have 15 or 16 minutes of public comment, and then we adjourn.
Mm-hmm.
And then we prioritize some of the old business that's being left here near the top of the next agenda so it gets done.
And then we send it to the structure committee.
And send it to structure. The structure don't have to talk about it. We always talk in structure about how to set up the agenda.
You don't have
structure anymore.
Sorry, it's governor. Thank you. So
I'll register an objection.
What is it?
I just wanted to object, because if we don't appoint LSB members to national committees, they have problems achieving quorum.
That's a very good point. That is a good point. Yeah, that's right. So should we do that first? Should we prioritize that first and then try to do the CAP quickly and then public comment? Okay, so would you look at agenda, on your agenda is 10, agenda item 10, replacing our LSB members on CMB committees. Now, I believe Lamont
has just left.
He resigned from, is it audit?
Yes, he resigned from audit, maybe also
election.
I wish he were still here so we could, but in any event,
So it's audit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so why don't we look at the audit committee first, from which Lamont has resigned.
And
yes, now let's go to concrete proposals over how to fill that slot.
Nomination.
I would like to self-nominate.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Call the question.
Yeah. I didn't hear what you said.
I'm self-nominating to be on the National Audit Committee.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now,
anyone else?
Is there anyone else who would like to either self-nominate or not nominate someone else to the Audit Committee? I'm going to be closing nominations in a moment unless I hear of something else. Going once, twice. Nominations are closed. The chair will entertain a motion to elect Jen.
By acclamation.
By acclamation, that would be fine. But we'll just go on a vote. Those in favor of Jen joining the PNB Audit Committee, raise your card. As our representative, raise your card. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, opposed, abstentions. Okay, we now have filled that. Now, Bill is still here, I didn't realize it. You have resigned from the Elections Committee, right?
And Kimberly.
And Kimberly has resigned. So we have two spaces there that we would like to fill in. Elections, the Elections Committee. Are there nominations for anyone to fill that? Yes, go ahead.
I nominate Greg Aaron.
I
have a question before I accept that. Bill, do you know when the Elections Committee meets?
I think they have a meeting tomorrow.
Say what?
I thought I saw that.
But they've been having a hard time getting the quorum.
They don't have input from the people. They can't get sound instead of meeting.
Yeah. So. But I think they're trying to do one tomorrow.
I accept that because I was on that committee before.
Oh,
very good. So we have nominated Grace Aaron for the Elections Committee. Are there any other nominations? We have two seats to fill. We can actually fill a second seat.
Yeah, I think we're the only station that has a program.
Why are you designing?
I just don't have time. I'm starting a new job.
Okay, anyone else who can serve on that committee? If the first meeting were tomorrow, I would consider doing it myself, but tomorrow is totally blitz for me, so I can't do it.
But it may not be. You can still join the committee and sign in on the next meeting.
As long, so long as it wouldn't hurt the quorum for tomorrow. I don't want to be.
You're coming from.
But there's no
one else.
Forward.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is non-overstressed, isn't it?
Well, I'm available between 3 and 4 a.m. on Wednesday.
Wednesday,
he's on the phone.
I would do it maybe interimly if I knew, what the schedule,
We won't
know if
you go on the call.
It's
always
be
9 once you get on.
Do you know when they're meeting tomorrow? Do we know when they're meeting tomorrow?
Well, Bill knows.
He just left.
He wasn't sure. He said his thing.
Let me go see.
Okay. All right, then.
Ben,
let's just informally table this. You're leaving to find out, or are you staying?
Well, he's coming back. If his stuff is
here,
why don't table it just for a minute or two?
Okay.
He'll be back.
There are a lot of people who aren't here who are not on a whole lot of committees.
I know that. I wish we had done this earlier.
So, maybe we could call, recommend some people and then call Margaret.
No, when you say we, you mean Tom. There's nobody. He's busy.
I would recommend that if two people come forward, they get on the committee, and then if they learn that other people on the committee are going to come forward, they can always step down, and we could.
We'll have to bring it up next time anyway. Obviously.
That's right. All right. So we have Grace who's nominated, and would you allow your name to be in nomination, and we'll try it, and we can.
Depending on what time it is.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm not asking.
Tomorrow is Sunday.
Yeah.
Thank
sure.
you.
And then
you've got your
date.
Now let's work on colors. No. Yeah, tomorrow is Sunday. Okay. The thing here is we have to move ahead because we're running out of time.
Move ahead. Let me just look at it.
It'll be between 3 and
so
5.
I'm going to ask for a vote
in order
Grace
to
Aaron.
Accommodate
those in favor of seating Grace Aaron as the KPFK LSB rep to the committee. Raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Opposed? Abstentions? The record will reflect that Grace Aaron has been named our representative. And I don't think we can spend any more time waiting on Jan. She's
I can't do it tomorrow.
You can't do it tomorrow.
So we won't. So we'll wait.
So Grace can bring it back to Carol Burton, who will be chair.
And Grace can confirm that there's one less member in counting quorum.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, that we have a resignation, so it shouldn't count towards quorum. That's a good point.
John?
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 Kimberly.
Voluntary?
No. John?
Resigned.
John?
Yes.
Just want to note for the record that the way we did this is quite different than the way we did it originally.
That's absolutely right. I'm glad.
Just want to note that without any further comments.
That's very perceptive of you. That's very good.
Indeed.
Okay. Should we, now I need to hear it. Should we look at the cab for 5 minutes
yes.
or so? Yes. All right, and then we'll take public comment. I want to interrupt and say, it's hard to start thanking people, individually, but some people really did marvelous work. I mean, we know a lot of, Bill and Ed were there. Reza Poor brought food to the fund drive. Was it every?
Every fund drive.
Every fund drive. There's going to be a plaque put up there someday. On this spot, Reza Poor brought 82 tons of food over 10 years or something. Every fund drive, and Reza is always there. And also your compañeros, other people there. Mo is there a lot, and others are there. So we deeply appreciate what everyone did, including Reza's wonderful. Now, let's look at the cab. I'm going to call.
So, can we start giving it to these meetings?
Okay. Okay, let's begin with Sharon.
I have a proposal that I had sent out, not as a proposal. I think that it would help enormously if a letter went from Eva to each of the CAB, the people who have been nominated to the CAB. It's really different for us to call someone and say, remember you were nominated, and then for Eva to say how important this is, I personally nominate you because of your position in the community and all the work you do, whatever. I think that would have a tremendous impact.
Okay, I'm also going to call on Lawrence before. I'm actually going to call on Lawrence for a moment. He may be able to help us understand the dynamic here. He's done an awful lot of organizing. He's called a lot of meetings, and he's worked under some adversity because he hasn't had a lot of, we haven't really worked closely. But Lawrence, would you like to say a few words about the CAB?
Yes, I submitted what we call a report.
Right.
This has been a labor of love for me. And for the members that we've come, as you see in the report that was outlined, I'm not responsible for the pop-up on email. In regards to a lot of the members that you guys appointed or the previous board members appointed, apparently they didn't know that they were appointed, but they were contacted. So that they either declined the commitment or they just didn't have the time to do it. There's been some members have resigned. It's been consistently about 5 to 6 members that have shown up. And there has been some interest in the community. We have organized meetings in, at Teen Brew in Watts a couple of times where we had food and send out announcements about that. We have a request to the station. I think what I picked up today, a lot of the CAB's concerns were responded to in the report with some of the basic information in regards to hits on the website. We want to know what kind of complaints are going into the station. We want to do a lot of work that could be beneficial to the station and the board. But the fact is that those people that some of you appointed have not shown up or were never even informed that they were appointed. So we have developed a proposal where we have been willing to sort of constitute or reconstitute ourselves by some community members on the outside. One of the things we did get together to do a TPD report that was submitted to Eva, and I guess that went up to Dan Coughlin. I don't know where it went. In those 3 meetings, we had the most participation. We had the most participation. We had about 14 members show up for that particular meeting that Eva was at. And after that, there was a working group put together to submit a report in terms of the diversity reflection, the composition of the board, because it's supposed to be people of color, so forth and so on. All of that information was submitted to the station, and I also gave Don a copy of it. And so we have a meeting tomorrow that has been publicized, and we want at the station, and Eva cannot attend that meeting, going on vacation. She deserved it. So, I mean, that's where we're at. I'm not going to give up fighting. I'm a fighter. I've been an anti-oppression fighter all my life. I've been organizing in communities wherever I go. So that's something that I'll be willing to continue doing. In regards to the town hall, we could propose that we put a 3-question survey together tomorrow to make available to the town hall. We also meet on the second Saturday of every month. That's something that was decided. So one of the things we request is that you board members that have appointed people. If you could contact them, I would even support Shanna's idea of maybe even sending out a personal invite or letter to those people.
Okay, thank you, Lawrence. Thank you very much. Lydia.
I'd like to piggyback on to what Sharon says. I support that concept, but also the follow-up phone call to the people on the LSD that approached them to begin with. That's number one. Number two, for I have, in the past few meetings, I have passed out to everyone the three-hole punch document from CTB. It's the new CTB regulation. And it's very specific about the non-association between the board and the cap, and that we can be ex officio, but that should really be the LSD's only role. And I propose, and I'll refer to the governance committee, to propose to the LSD that we take this up at a future meeting, because the CPB regs are very specific that it's the charge of the station. So even though I think that the LSB played a vital role in its initial composition, it's really up to the station to continue with the CAB, although I think we should finish up since we had initially made some of those contacts. And if you don't have the CPB one, I think everyone on the board has it. I still have some extra, so let me know.
Can I get a copy of the new one?
Yeah.
With Ed, let's have a comment from Ed.
Yeah, I'd like to have something else cleared up, because I don't know if that I read this, the CPB whatever I read, but I mean, it was very clear that the Community Advisory Board relates to communities who support this, that are the communities that are the members of the station or the people who listen to the station, or people who support the station. That is not a committee of inclusion. It was just described as it's for people of color. No, it includes people of color, but it includes all the communities that KPFK serves. And there has been no outreach to the, as far as I know, or very little, or there's been no attention paid to it, to other communities, of which there are many. So I don't know how the search for proper representation should go on from here, but it should include, if I'm correct, then that has to be part of the search.
Did I respond to that?
Well, in one or two sentences.
Yes, we discussed this. It was the LSB resolution that put the mandate that it be composed of people of color. I don't have a problem with
right,
that.
Right, right. But actually, what? You're half right. But you can get that impression.
Yeah.
But it was that the people of color of the LSB choose the communities that represent. It wasn't that the communities themselves, the representatives.
I think you should read the resolution again.
Yeah,
I voted for it, and I remember it. But in any event, if we did, it was a legal mistake.
This is right. This is something that we're not going to resolve here, because we're coming down to the end of this meeting. But it makes it clear that we have to be more involved. I mean, I think there is a separation. There's kind of a firewall between the CAB and the LSB. But that doesn't mean, because we're responsible for diversity at the station, this is one way that we can reflect that movement toward diversity. And I actually think it's a good proposal that the GM actually let the CAB members know that she treasures them and wants their input and so on.
If the GM could give me a date today, this way I could...
we can't do that publicly here.
Come on, it just has to be publicly, but we are meeting tomorrow. Because what has been the problem is that there's been this haphazard type of communication where some of us are there, some of us are on, and you know,
that's
so on.
That's why we're proposing a letter and phone call.
Right.
That'll resolve that.
Yeah, but the well-publicized meeting, if there's a date for it, then it would be helpful.
Sure.
Yeah. Those are issues that we're going to have to deal with. Now, my proposal is, now that it's 3:15, that we go to 15 minutes of public comment. We don't have too many listener sponsors.
If they so desire.
We would give 90 seconds, and if we gave 90 seconds to absolutely every listener sponsor, it wouldn't even take 15 minutes, but we want to respect the idea that the way our formula works, there are 16 minutes left. may I ask you to speak for 90 minutes and 80 seconds? And let's begin with the Doug, because he's on his feet, and we'll actually recognize all of you if you want to.
I think we should move this event earlier in the meeting. We should have more audience here. I'm not going to do this today because there aren't enough of you. But I did have a question for the manager. Connor's hearings were a double broadcast. We were broadcasting a radio station at the same time we were feeding the Connors hearing. Did that reflect in our collection of monies off the internet? And is this the first time we've had dual streams?
It's the first time I've set up a dual stream in the fund drive.
Oh, we have had other dual streams.
Yeah.
Oh. How do you suppose that plays into the four times increase in web-based?
Well, there was a 15% increase in web total.
Oh,
15. Yeah.
The world is falling apart.
But you know what we didn't do? We didn't use those hearings that we streamed. We didn't pitch it.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of like fell off the earth on that one.
Yeah.
We just didn't do enough to get people to go back to the web. But we didn't set up the stream so that when people listen, like pop-up boxes come up to glitch. We didn't do any of those things. So next time.
All right.
Yes, please.
We've moved into the new era.
Three compliments for Eva, followed by an admonition about the CCP. The first compliment to Eva is I was in Fun Drive only 2 days at a time, and it just seems to be getting better and better and better. There are lots of little things that you're just, you know, it's part of this experience, but they're just getting better and better. I had a good time, and it was very successful. Secondly, I think that the station, I just see a lot of diversity. When I'm there, I just look around and I see a lot of diverse people, and not to mention opinions. So it would appear that we are, and you are, and your station is more diverse than is required, and so you're ahead of the curve, and that's a really good thing. And the third thing is just sort of intangible. I have a feeling that you're getting better in some intangible ways, and I don't have time to try to articulate it, but it's just sort of the other things I haven't mentioned yet. There's some other sorts of things in impression. Now back to the CPB. What I heard on Democracy Now! Is that basically a Republican is being appointed head of the CPB, and there's a 25% reduction. They started out with a big reduction, and it's now only a 25% reduction in funding. We can expect that to be continuing battleground. We need strategically to plan on not being dependent upon, regard that as gravy money to do for extra purposes and stuff. So that's, we need to plan on that because they're after that. Yes, very quickly.
I think it's critical that we organize our funding so that we are not dependent on anybody but our listeners. And one of the things I'd love to see that we engage in is the small donor campaign. And one of the things I did in South Africa was the $1 labor campaign, when labor was so involved with the station, and then you know, employers would just send checks every month because it would just be deducted out of the workers' pay every month. So that's one strategy. But a strategy to go towards more smaller donors as well as bigger donors, but that we expand our base of where our funding is coming from and really strategize about increasing our subscribers.
Thank you very much. Yes, Roger Zimmerman.
Two things. There are some significant proposals coming from the Outreach Committee. We're not together on that yet, but we will be, and we're working with finance also so that we have a budget coming up, and hopefully we have some numbers for Eva and the budget people quickly. I agree also with John that the impressions at the station is much wonderful, the way it should be. Not that it's perfect, you know, there are things to do yet, but it's great. But one of the things that during the fund drive bothered me a little bit was the repetition of what sounded like a pre-recorded pitch segment. Margaret was, I think, reused, and several others, Ian Masters, one of Jerry Quickly's, I think. And there needs to be maybe a little bit more clarity on the guidelines when they pitch, so that when they record the original one, which is reused, that's going to be continuing policy because they're good fundraisers, that they're very, very careful about references to time, to places, and things that are identifiable on the air, such that I could tell every once in a while that something was pre-recorded. And it's very uncomfortable for me personally to make the reference to the fact that this is similar to what commercial radio does on pre-recorded announcements for commercials. It's the equivalent in a certain way, because it's pre-recorded and it brings in money. I think it can be used, but I would caution care about, number one, having the people be careful about time references in their pitches. And using it sparingly as much as possible, so that people who listen often and continuously don't get the sense that there are stars that are raising the bulk of the money. Thank you.
Thank you.
Otherwise, we're doing it, folks.
Okay. Is there any other? Okay, Lawrence, go ahead.
Mother, do you want to speak?
No.
I'll just be real brief. I volunteer at the fund drive. I always do. I enjoy it. I did take a lot of pledges from new listeners, and I asked them how they heard of the station, and they just happened to turn to the station mostly. So whatever is working, it seems to be working really well. In terms of the town hall, the manager, GM, stated that there was no recording of it or no minutes. I did turn in 3 hard copies of CDs of the town hall of last year to you. I gave it to Fernando. Fernando Tony gave it to you.
Okay, so you gave it to Fernando, not to me.
But Fernando Tony gave it to you. So wherever that is, it's at the station. So the fact that there was no record of it, I don't understand that. Okay, in terms of the resolution that did the CAD composition, one thing I want to really compliment the outreach committee, the town hall committee, for putting another town hall together that's mandated in the bylaws. As a listener, I really appreciate that. And having worked last year on it, I really appreciate that. Now, I also would like a copy of the resolution that mandated that a community advisory board be put together, and perhaps you could disseminate it among the board members again. Because as far as I remember, and it's funny, and I could probably dig up the copy of the resolution, was that it requested that it be composed of people of color. And I know in responding to some emails from Terry's list, there's a guy named Chris C. I'm not going to say his last name. He asked why there wasn't any people represented from the community other than people of color. And one of the reasons that Terry responded was that because the resolution mandated that it be people of color. So, and that people who are not of color were people who weren't underrepresented. I think it was something like that.
Okay, I'm going to actually, I believe
if I could just finish that.
Oh, no,
like, and the rest of the time that you may have, if you could respond to some of my inquiries or some of my comments, because, we had so much time and there's still some time left over. So if any of the board members want to, or the treasurer wants to respond to any of my comments, and I think the treasurer should also have managed the board's budget as well.
Okay, Eva has a quick comment.
I definitely would like to meet with Lauren separately about the CAD so we can do that. But I do want to just acknowledge that the success of the fund drive is a lot of that is because people are working towards a common goal, and you really need a team to make this work. And I want to just recognize the people behind the scenes, the producers, the programmers, the food donators, the drivers. I mean, there's so many people involved with making the fund drive successful, and I don't want to, it's just important that I acknowledge people.
Because
there's so many people that you just don't see or are aware of that contribute to the success of the fund drive.
Okay, now, I just have to make one comment before. We're going to be closing this meeting very soon. Not that I won't call on a couple. But these tables, with the exception of one, chairs and so on, have to go to another location in the church. So anyone who can stay after the adjournment, not that it's going to happen this instant, because we had to bring in tables from other places, cause, and I have to put this back into a religious environment here. Okay, I see a couple hands. I believe that concludes public comment. There's no other member of the public who wishes to comment. Okay, we have to take our trash with us. We really have to leave this. This is kind of a religious room, so.
Before we go, the CPB sends us money to serve underserved communities. That's why they send us the money. Yeah.
That is the criteria.
Yeah, okay. So, Israel, did you have a comment?
Yeah, just a response to Lawrence and a comment to Eva in regard. I think the key thing about the CAB is the lack of adequate understanding on the part of those nominated what their function is.
Uh-huh.
I have attended more of the CAB meeting than any other LSB person because I'm the only one who voted against that original motion and the whole board spoke against it.
I totally commit to meet with the CAB and take that to the
But I think that means that they understand what the function is. That's the main problem, I think. As against merely badgering them.
The chair would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'm going to adjourn.
It's been moved and seconded. Paper dignified by just waving your hand.
By leaving the room.
Those opposed? Abstention.
Thank you, John.
Good enough.
Thank you. Very good job.
Oh, the next
speaker. As scheduled.
Thanks to you.